Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Tired of the rut you're stuck in but don't know what to do? Change it up! Life transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author Paula Shaw will be leading the charge each week, exploring topics that inspire men and women to welcome change and create a new kind of conversation. Join a movement that encourages truth, respect, innovation, and cooperation at home, in the workplace, and around the world. Ready to change it up? Here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. I am so delighted because in studio with me today are two amazing women and two very dear friends. Melinda Wittstock, who you'll be hearing from very shortly, who is the creator of a podcast called Wings of Inspired Business, and Miss JJ, Dr. JJ Sawyer, who is an expert in leadership and communication in human relations. Mm. So let's just kick this off with a little bit of conversation with you, Dr. Sawyer. We're going to be talking today about women particularly and business, wings of business, you know, like helping women kick off businesses in a big way. Melinda, in her podcast, has talked to some amazing women who have had incredible levels of success, and she'll be telling us more about that. But I'm really curious with you, to ask some questions about how you think it's been for women over the years, because you were originally a school teacher in Colorado, right? And then a principal for 30 years, and then a consultant and a leadership trainer.
Right.
So you've kind of seen the whole gamut of what it's looked like for women in various roles. Why do you think it's been so hard?
Well, I think that there's still this ceiling. You know, with me being with leaders for the last 10 years, doing leadership consulting across the country, in the room, what walked in were mainly men. So they're still at that top. And women have a hard time getting to rise up to push through that ceiling. Now, it's happening more and more every day. And these kinds of programs that you're doing is getting ready to get that out there. Melinda, what she's doing, which is empowering women to step up. But a lot of times women don't know how to step up into those roles because it is a hard, it is kind of difficult. They, men communicate a lot differently. And so we women have to kind of step up and learn how to communicate in that way.
What do you think is the hardest thing for women in any business situation?
Oh, I think, you know, with women, you know, with the having the babies and the families, they're used to being caregivers. And when you have a woman in business, you have to make sure you care for you. You have to bring it back to you.
Good point.
And I think that we're so used to looking at the what the kids need and the husband needs and the family needs that we don't have, we've never even taken the time to even understand what we need.
Right.
At least that's what I feel.
And certainly not the time to give it to ourselves even, right? You know, I mean, I know I need a massage every week. Ask me when I had the last one.
Yes.
You know, it's that kind of thing. We always prioritize everybody else.
Yes.
One thing I've noticed over the years, I've done a lot of events for women, you know, talks and workshops and that kind of thing. And so one of my rules of thumb is to have them pay at least half up front, because if they don't, come that day, if somebody's got a runny nose or their husband's not in a good mood or, you know, dinner didn't get done, they're going to give up where they were going to go to take care of people. And it's interesting that you say that because, you know, I go back to the 60s when we were all marching and women were stepping into business in a big way. I mean, when I went to college, the joke was that you were going to get your MRS. Remember that? It wasn't like we were really wanting to be lawyers or doctors or any of that. Those doors weren't even really open except for a few gutsy women that stepped into that. It was, you could be a nurse, a teacher, a home economist, or secretary. That was kind of the major professions, right? So it's come a long way in our lifetimes for sure. I mean, now I think the sky's the limit. and it's whatever a woman wants to do and whatever she's willing to do to get herself there. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the only limitations. But it has been very tricky in the past, certainly. I can remember, and I guess this is still going on to some degree, when men made considerably more money than women for doing the same job.
That's right. It's still happening today.
It is?
Oh, yes.
Not in education, though, right?
Oh, it's everywhere, in all business.
Really?
Yes.
But a male teacher won't make more than a female teacher doing the same role, will he?
No, not okay. Unless the male teachers usually go into coaching, and you make extra money.
Ah.
And females, you know, they have to step into that, and then they make extra money.
I see. Oh,
you get paid
to coach. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's come a long way. It really has come a long way, don't you think? So, you know, we've been hearing a lot recently about harassment, sexual harassment in the workplace. And I think for a long time that's been going on forever. But for a long time, we sort of felt like that comes with the dinner. If you work with men, then they're going to be behaving that way. And you just kind of laughed it off or you set a hard boundary depending on what kind of a woman you were going to be. Do you think that's still a huge problem? Do you think it's changing? You know, where are we with that?
I think it's changing, but I think it's changing because women are getting stronger, mm-hmm. and they're finding their voice and they're exercising that muscle called no. And mm-hmm. And so I think that is happening more and more and more because it really is up to us women to protect ourselves, but we must speak up. Mm-hmm. We must have a voice.
Yes.
And I think that now coming up, women are starting to have that voice. But also, in order to get that voice, they need to know what to say mm-hmm. when they don't know what to say.
Yes. Funny you should say that. That actually is the title of my new book, which will be out in a couple of months, is Saying the Right Thing When You Don't Know What to Say. And the reason I wrote it is because there are so many scenarios out there where people don't know what to say. So the first one that came to my mind, because I've also written a book on grief, is that so often when somebody's suffered a loss, nobody shows up because they're all so worried and self-conscious that they won't know the right thing to say and they don't want to cause more damage. But I think that shows up in so many scenarios. You know, sometimes, especially when women are working with men, if men do something that hurts them or that feels like betrayal or that's really outrageous, it's like, you know, we're not used to having those confrontive conversations that men seem to come to more commonly. But we have to be able to have those conversations with strong, clear boundaries, right?
Yes.
And that's, I think, what you're talking about, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want to be in a situation where I didn't work with men. I love men. I love being around men. But you do have to be clear about what's okay and what's not okay. And so what have you ever been in a situation like that, Dr. JJ? And what did you say?
You know, I have to be honest with you. I've never been harassed in the workplace. And a lot of times I'm around men. And you know, just even in the company that I worked for, in the division of leadership, there were 7 men and only me. And you would think we were traveling together and we're at hotels and but total respect. I've never experienced mm-hmm. sexual harassment mm-hmm. in any form. And why is that? I don't know. It may be my presence. It may be how I carry myself. But I've never experienced someone getting out of line.
Mm-hmm.
So when I listen to this movement and I listen to women and some of their experiences, I really am loving working with women so we can help them find their voice.
Exactly.
So that's my experience.
And I think so often, and you know, I used to actually be in the film business also, and Melinda, who's going to be joining us shortly, was a newscaster. So she's worked with a lot of men, so we'll have to run this question by her. Mm-hmm. But I know oftentimes when the harassment happened in the film business, of course, Harvey Weinstein and all that has become notorious. And it always was a joke. You know, the casting couch was always, you know, something everybody talked about. But I think, and the part that bothered me the most and that I get heated about is when a man is holding an opportunity over a woman's head, when he's in power and the harassment seems to be the only way that you're going to be able to get that job or make this thing happen that you really want to have happen. That's when it's really sad. Mm-hmm. And that's when it's terribly abusive. You know, I think women, especially if you're somebody who already experienced abuse in childhood, that re-triggering of that tends to make you freeze again. You know, freezing and dissociating is one of the ways that children cope with abuse. So when that comes up, you know, because I know a lot of people have said about all these movie stars and actors who are coming forward, well, why didn't they say no? Why did they let that happen? Mm-hmm. Well, for many of them, it was the re-triggering of the past trauma. So it's a difficult situation. And for so long, men did hold the power. Mm-hmm. It's changing now. And we have a lot of businesses that are being run by women. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to talking to Melinda about as well. But what
would you know, that's a good point that you make. And you know, this show is really focused on, you know, in helping empower women, but also men, because mm-hmm. men get sexually harassed as well.
That's true. Good point.
And
good
so point. That's important as well, to help men learn how to deal with yes. a powerful woman and they feel harassed. Mm-hmm. You know, that movie way back when?
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Thank you for bringing that up, because it is true. And we don't want to malign men on this show, because we do love men. We're going on record as saying that, right?
That's right. That's right.
So, yes, we want to empower everybody. And in just a moment, we'll be bringing a really spectacular woman into the discussion with us, or woman, Ms. Melinda Wittstock. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
California license number 0B42369. Securities and services offered through HBEC Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. HBEC Inc. and Michael J. Lucia and Associates are not affiliated.
For those looking to improve their lives, there's nobody better to turn to than Paula Shaw. Paula helps people regain successful lives by identifying and eliminating self-sabotaging behavior using a multitude of mind-body techniques to identify and resolve their core issues. Working with a wide variety of healing modalities, she provides her clients with the most effective process for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. I am in studio today with Dr. J.J. Sawyer and Melinda Wittstock, who I'm going to tell you a great deal more about in just a moment. But first, I want to say that we are being brought to you today by Sherry Blair, your financial consultant, who is all about empowering women to help them make their money last and have plenty of it throughout the whole length of their lives. So we never end up with the bag lady syndrome being a problem. And as Sherry always likes to say, a man is not a financial plan. So good idea to see her and find out what a real good financial plan is. Now I'd like to introduce to you Melinda Wittstock, who is a visionary entrepreneur, innovator, founder and CEO of 4 scalable media tech businesses, which we will be asking her more about, and also the host of a daily podcast on female entrepreneurship called Wings of Inspired Business. And I loved her line that it's to help women get the right mindset to manifest the mojo and the money they need to land their moonshot. Welcome, Melinda. I'm so happy to have you here.
Paula, it's an honor. I'm so grateful to be part of your inaugural show.
Thank you. This is so cool. You'll have to know, listeners, that Melinda and I normally are connecting through Zoom or telephone because she lives in D.C. and I'm here in San Diego. So to actually get to sit in the same room and to be doing the inaugural show is really a joy and a privilege. And this lady comes to this with a great deal of experience, former newscaster with ABC and the BBC. And my goodness, you've just done a little bit of everything. Talk about entrepreneur.
You know, I'm ancient. But my
you don't
my
look
first,
at my darling.
My first entrepreneurial gig, I was almost 6, and I went around my neighborhood with my black lab and knocked on doors to get people to prepay for my show.
Oh, I love it.
And I wouldn't leave until they paid me. And I mean, I asked for like a dollar, and I remember coming home and saying to my dad, we need 100 seats.
Oh.
And he's like, what? And he thought I was like kidding. And like literally he did. He got 100 seats for me, and I had all these people show up. And I think the show was something like, I mean, I was really into skating and ballet.
Oh.
And so it was in the summer, and I had a soundtrack that I made my mom do for me. And I did all these like cartwheels and like things through the sprinkler. I don't know, but like people prepaid. So I got the money thing down kind of early.
Boy, I'll say. How old did you say you were?
I was almost 6.
Oh.
Wow.
And so I don't know. You know, I think that's back impressive. On it now, and it seemed like a really natural thing to do,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't really know why that is. And I have a theory that a lot of kids are natural entrepreneurs, but it kind of gets beaten out of them in school.
Yeah.
Because we're taught to be regimented and stick to rules. And entrepreneurs do have to color outside of the lines a little bit,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think when you look at a school classroom, and this is interesting, JJ, your perspective on this, with a teaching background, little girls sit nice and like neatness counts, and they really, they're so orderly.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas little boys run around and roughhouse, and they don't take it personally when things
true.
Go wrong, right? So you apply that, you extrapolate that out to the business world,
mm-hmm.
And why are women having a hard time fitting into male paradigms? Well, we've just been educated differently.
That's such a great point. I never really thought of it
It's
that
not
way.
Really that we're not good at it. We just think differently. And, mm-hmm. and how much of that is just from millions of years of kind of, you know,
Boy.
Being the caregiver and the nurturer and all of that and how our brains are wired and mm-hmm. how much is it just – how much was that entrepreneurship or that kind of literally just, I don't know, we were dissuaded from it in some way?
Yes. It's interesting to me now that you say that, because think about how little boys play, even with their dads and stuff. They roughhouse, they wrestle around, right? Mm-hmm. Girls serve each other tea,
right.
feed the babies, you know, we play house. We do those things that, as you say, they're more genteel, right? They're more nurturing.
Well, it's very inclusive, and there's a lot of good in that, though, when you look at the way corporate cultures are changing. So
mm-hmm.
they were very command and control, that sort of corporate environment, that doesn't work very much. That doesn't work very well mm-hmm. anymore. Certainly millennials and Gen Zers won't take it.
Absolutely.
You try and hire those you know, younger people, and they won't abide by that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much more, some people call it a servant leadership, some people call it much more of an inclusive style that women are more suited for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's really good in both approaches. And I tend to think that the entrepreneurs who do the best, whether they're male or female, have an interesting equal balance almost between archetypal feminine qualities
mm-hmm.
and archetypal masculine qualities. And by that, for feminine qualities, these are things like intuition, the inclusiveness, care,
mm-hmm.
all of that, and actually, moreover, being able to connect the dots and see opportunities sometimes that men can't.
Right.
And then the guys are just really good at getting stuff done and not taking it personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so when things go wrong, it's just business and, you know, whatever. And so it's very, very different culturally.
Wow. I never looked at it that way before, but that is so true. And that also explains why sometimes we go home and we're crying about something that happened that day where a guy would just kind of blow it off and open a beer.
It's gone. It's like my golden retriever. Uh-huh. She just will literally shake it off.
Shake it off.
Right.
Oh, that's such a huge
insight. So I like to think of her as my sensei in a way, mm-hmm. because she reminds me, I mean, you know, you can learn a lot from dogs, but they're very much in the present moment.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
when things go wrong, they literally shake it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so that resilience is absolutely necessary to succeed in business, whether
yes.
you're a man or a woman. And it's something that women need to develop that muscle a little bit more.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Like, so without becoming a guy, because mm-hmm. remember back in the bra burning days in the 60s and all that, that was seemed to be what women were doing. They were getting tough and they were getting kind of butch, right? And they were going to act like the guys did. But there are many teachers today like Rachel Jane Groover and my guest tomorrow, Leah Bales, who are talking about leading from the yin side and being able to be successful and powerful but not lose your femininity. Mm-hmm. But how do you think you can kind of blend what you were just talking about, Melinda?
That's a great question. I remember when I was coming up in entrepreneurial circles, but also just way back in the day, I joined the Times in London when I was only 22 as a correspondent, and I was one of the few women on the paper.
Yeah.
There were no female role models, and the women who were above me, I mean, there were a handful, were not mentors. If anything, they viewed any younger woman coming up as competition to be crushed. Mm-hmm. It was kind of terrifying, right? So your only role models really were men. So the temptation was to be like them because mm-hmm. you thought you had to be.
Yeah.
And so I lived that, you know, very forceful, aggressive. And a lot of other women would say things to me like, oh, you're awfully direct.
Oh.
Right? Which was a real put down, but I never thought it was. I think it's a good thing,
mm-hmm.
certainly in business, to be direct or be transparent or say what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, and I didn't have, like, I always looked at it like, oh my God, like from almost like efficiency. Like, I didn't really have time to do all that, right? And so.
Oh, I know that feeling.
right. And but it was interesting because I think for a lot of women, there was a temptation to be that, to be more masculine or inner masculine because mm-hmm. we didn't know any other way. And it was the only way, if you're only like one person or two people in mm-hmm. this ecosystem, you have to fit into it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
So you couldn't go completely against the grain. But on the other hand, it was hard because I realized in that period of my life in my 20s and 30s, I had very few female friends because I don't think women or other women really understood me.
Mm.
And I think what's lovely now is there's just so much more balance. The men are more balanced. The women are more balanced. And I get less. I'm just as direct as I always used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody kind of, or very few now, put me yes. down in that way. Because I think we're all afraid of what other women think of us, and that holds us back in business.
Ooh, that's huge.
As well.
That's really interesting. Because yeah. I was just thinking, and this is a perfect example, that when women come together in a spirit of support, we're awesome. You know, we can help each other move mountains. And it's funny because I think a lot of people or we've been characterized, there's been this archetype over time that we're catty, that we're competitive all the time. And I really don't know women like that. I don't know if that's just my experience, but don't you guys think that women, for the most part, seem to want to help each other?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're interviewing a lot of people on your podcast, Melinda, who are movers and shakers. And what do you feel about that? Do you think they're competitive,
I think,
the ones you're describing?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think there's something that's really changed where women really are showing up for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I think going back like a couple decades or even not that long ago, men who are in positions of power can sometimes use that to manipulate, to kind of like divide and rule, and it's
sure.
a manipulation. And what's really sad is when women fall into it. But I think we're falling into that less and less. And so one of the things when I started the Wings podcast, Wings, by the way, stands for Women innovating, networking, growing, scaling.
Oh, lovely. I love that.
And the whole idea of Wings was to lift other women up because it's very personal for me. I think, wow, how much bigger, better, faster could I have built my businesses over the years had I had female role models?
Yes.
Right? Had I had a brain trust of other women around me, if we had been helping each other in that way. And I think it would have been an exponential difference. And so I think now it's like, wow, we all soar higher when we fly together.
Yay. Yes.
And I looked around me as a female entrepreneur, particularly in tech, and particularly with stats that women with businesses that actually qualify for venture capital, right? We only get 2% of the money. So I wanted to change that.
Oh, I love that. And I want to come back right there after the break because that's a really important piece of information. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
How confident are you that you'll have enough money to retire when the time comes? Your financial future may be at risk, and you don't even know it. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair, financial advisor, and helping you meet your financial goals is important to me. Let me help you make smarter financial decisions that will keep your money safe, growing, and there when you need it. Call me for your free, no-obligation consultation or a second opinion. 619-997-0416.
California license number 0B42369. Securities and services offered through HBEC Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. HBEC Inc. and Michael J. Lucia and Associates are not affiliated.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw, brought to you by Sherry Blair, the financial consultant who fights for women and does all she can to empower them and make their money last. So, Melinda, I'm in studio today, by the way, with Dr. J.J. Sawyer, who is a leadership trainer and an expert in people, actually, and Melinda Wittstock, former newscaster, now CEO of a zillion businesses and the creator of a podcast called Wings of Inspired Business. Melinda, so you were just telling us some fascinating stuff about venture capital. So can we pick up there?
Well, I'll put my hat on for a moment as a technology entrepreneur. So my current company, Verifeed, is a social intelligence platform, and I innovated a whole series of machine learning and artificial intelligence algorithms. We were way ahead of the game. And it was virtually impossible to get funding. I watched so many of my male competitors walk away with huge checks. I found it very difficult. So the business was undercapitalized and trying to compete, it felt like, often with both hands tied behind your back, right? So you were succeeding despite, not because of. Now, I am the type of person that doesn't want to blame anyone. So like I did all the things that you would do as a woman, like, oh, it must be something wrong with me. It must be something wrong with my technology.
Oh, I love that
and you go through all these kind of self-recriminations, you know, just being completely transparent about it. But then when you put it in the actual ecosystem of what's going on, women who have businesses that could theoretically be $100 million you know, $500 million, billion-dollar businesses, of which Verifeed with its technology was on that and can be on that track, right? Those are companies that qualify for venture capital. A lot of women don't launch those kind of businesses, but that's a different point. But for the women who do, only getting 2 to 3% of the capital, depending on who you read, and that number hasn't moved in 20 years.
Now, why is that? Because the men are connected with each other? What's happening there?
Well, it is partly that. I mean, it's an interesting thing with relationships, because when you think of the type of people who are writing a check, when you're writing a check, mm-hmm. think of how you feel if you're writing a check for $1 million, right?
Like
you want to trust the person, you want to know the person you're giving the money to. So a lot of it is relationship, and people do fund people they know, and mm-hmm. women aren't in those networks. So that's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. The other part of the problem is women think differently. We come up with different business models that aren't as linear. They tend to, and women come into the startup world a little bit later in life. So here's mm-hmm. how I break it down. A lot of women are doing amazing things and succeeding in silence. And silence because we're not wearing hoodies. We're not sitting in our garages as 20-something dropouts from Stanford, Harvard, or MIT, mm-hmm. right? A lot of us aren't necessarily technical founders,
right?
Although we do understand the technology and build technology companies. But we come to it a little bit later in life, having worked in corporate America, mm-hmm. having hired, having fired, and actually having domain expertise. And it's a pattern that VCs don't like as much as being able to put their superstructure around a younger guy, right, has just the technical but not the business, not any context, not any whatever. So there's a whole series of things. And plus, we don't eat ramen noodles because there are too many carbohydrates. So there's lots of different ways in which we don't fit the pattern. And then on top of all of that, I mean, the Harvard mm-hmm. Business Review did a really interesting study not that long ago. I think it only came out 6 or 8 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And they sat in, fly on the wall, on men and women pitching VCs in New York, Boston, Austin, Silicon Valley,
and
everywhere.
And VC being venture capital.
Venture capital.
Uh-huh.
And they found a question bias. Men were asked how they were going to maximize the potential of their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Women universally were asked how they were going to minimize risk.
Oh, my God.
So automatically, women were on the defensive and on the back foot.
Yes.
And so when we talk in all my mastermind groups and all the accelerators I've been in and all mm-hmm. the mentors that I've had, the onus is on women to change that game and not fall into those traps of being defensive. And that's hard for us because, again, we've already talked about we take things personally. We really care about what other people think. We're looking for consensus.
Wow.
And so
that's huge.
It's a really interesting issue. And I think so much of it, you know, we talk a lot on the Wings podcast about the combination of mindset, mojo, and money.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of manifesting money and getting the right mojo starts in your head.
Yes.
So a lot of these things are external, but there are also things that can be changed, I believe, in terms of our attitude and how we show up.
You know what I love about what you're saying is I know this is something Dr. JJ feels strongly about. What is it you think is the most important thing that has to come before anybody does any of the steps Melinda's talking about?
You have to know what you want.
Yep.
Yes.
You have to have that clear vision,
that very
vision,
clear
right?
vision. Very
she
clear.
Does a process that you call, you talk about it.
Yeah. When I work with women, especially women, you know, if you spend just 2 hours, it takes about 30 minutes to 35 minutes to get a woman to say what she really wants. Now, once she speaks it, though, it's out in the universe. And then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. ideas start coming and they start to present themselves. But it first has to start with your head. And so
true.
I agree with you on that. And so, yeah, I do have a little workshop that I do, 2-hour workshop to help women get that vision.
That's beautiful because... Mm-hmm. Of all the women, so I've probably interviewed, let's see, I'm on episode 104 today of Wings of Inspired Business.
Because this is a daily podcast.
And it
right?
launches 4 days a week right now.
It
originally launched as 6 days, but it was overwhelming. I was getting all this kind of, I was getting all this feedback from listeners. I can't keep up. I can't keep up. So I was like, too much content.
And you're
so
thinking,
I took it back.
Me too.
I took it back to 4 days, which is plenty. But also add to that the 100 or so women that I've interviewed for my book as well, and just all the patterns that I've seen over the years. And you do start to see that pattern that so much of it is not only in our heads,
mm-hmm.
right, but really entirely what JJ is saying. Entrepreneurs who succeed, whether they're men or women, have a real alignment with their truth or their soul purpose, S-O-U-L purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing, their natural talents, what they really want to do in the world, and getting in touch with that presupposes that you know yourself. And we joke on the podcast that if you want therapy, become an entrepreneur, because because the world and the universe will throw so many challenges at you, so many things beyond your control, that either it's going to break you down or it is going to make you grow.
That's right.
And so business growth and personal growth to me are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really have one without the other. And getting into that kind of alignment and knowing what you want.
Yes. I think clarity is right at the center of it all. You know, when we're clear and we combine that with passion, unstoppable, right? We can do amazing things. And I'll bet you, if you look at all these women that you've been interviewing, Melinda, and all the women that you worked with, Dr. JJ, you know, the ones that were succeeding the most were so clear and so passionate about whatever their message was, right?
Mm-hmm.
What they wanted to
do. Yeah, or just doing something that they really, I mean, one that really resonates with me is Kara Golden, who founded Hint Water. So Hint now is, it'll hit $1 billion this year.
Oh my.
Okay, so this is a woman who was a technology entrepreneur. She was employee number 7 at AOL and very successful career, then has 4 children and finds that she's overweight. And she's getting adult acne and she's not feeling very well. Mm. She's trying everything she possibly can. So one day she decides, she realizes she has this really, she has a Diet Coke habit. Oh. And she's just drinking way too much of that. So long story short, I mean, she quits that. She starts drinking water. All the weight peels off. She gets bored of drinking plain water. So she starts putting fruit in her water. Mm. So she goes to the Whole Foods in San Francisco, her neighborhood Whole Foods, and says, where can I buy this? And they don't have it. They only have vitamin water. There's tons of sugar in it. And it becomes this passion that she just cares about.
Uh-huh.
And in true entrepreneurial fashion, she says, oh, how hard can this be?
Right? Famous last words.
And this is true of every entrepreneur that builds a big scalable business. That means like not a practice, like not building a job for yourself, not a freelance, not a side hustle, not a practice, but like an actual business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is how hard can this be? And being resilient, being able to handle failure, because you fail every hour of every day, because everything you do is a hypothesis until it's not.
Yeah.
It's constantly that. So if you have that mental makeup or that ability to forgive yourself for because you don't know, and then there's a whole bunch of stuff beyond your control.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was saying, which I think is so fascinating, that had she come up in the food and beverage industry, she would not have innovated Hint Water. And here's why. Because they all told her she couldn't do this drink without putting preservatives in it, and she wanted an all natural.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, you can't do that. And she said, well, watch me. And she figured out how to pasteurize water. So, which is a really interesting IP innovation, which speaks to the valuation of the company as well, because it's a whole process that's patentable and, you know, all of that, right? Where you look at the what are the value drivers of a business. And but so we have a real advantage when we think outside the box. But because we're so inclusive, we care a little bit about what other people think, maybe that stops us. But she is a lovely example, JJ, of someone who was just doing the thing that she was really passionate about, and then some, because she figured out how to get out of her own way and hire people quick enough, ask for help, find mentors. You know, that it's something only like 2%, no, what is it? Oh, I forget. I hope the stat isn't wrong. Oh, yeah. Only 20% of female entrepreneurs actually have a mentor.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is crazy, because we all need them. We need need like personal counsels. We need like, you know, some people who are very successful have whole personal boards and like vocational boards. And right. You need to ask for help.
Well, when we come back from this little break, I want to talk about something you're very passionate about, Melinda, your upcoming summit.
Oh, yes, please.
All right. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
How confident are you that you'll have enough money to retire when the time comes? Your financial future may be at risk, and you don't even know it. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair, financial advisor, and helping you meet your financial goals is important to me. Let me help you make smarter financial decisions that will keep your money safe, growing, and there when you need it. Call me for your free, no obligation consultation or a second opinion. 619-997-0416.
California license number 0B42369. Securities and services offered through HBEC Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. HBEC Inc. and Michael J. Lucia and Associates are not affiliated.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. We are here in studio. Well, I actually are here part of a we today with Dr. J.J. Sawyer, who is an educator, a leadership trainer, and an amazing communication expert, and Melinda Wittstock, who is CEO of so many things and an amazing woman who has created several scalable businesses, including a daily podcast called Wings of Inspired Business, and a company called Verifeed that we've talked about too. So Melinda, she's a mover and a shaker. And one of the things we were just saying in the last segment was the first thing that has to happen when you want to create your business is you have to have the vision, a clear vision, and that clarity that goes with it. A clear vision is kind of at the core. And then if we combine that with passion, and then maybe we're able to get some venture capital.
Not maybe.
We've kind of, that's right. And then we get the venture capital. Yes. Melinda, what happens then?
Well, I think it's really interesting. Something that JJ was saying in the previous segment, that when as women we put out into the universe what it is that we actually want, magic happens. It's, some people would call it manifestation or intention setting or feeling something, seeing it so clearly that you can feel it and as if it's already happened.
Yeah.
And there's magic that happens when people put big things out in the universe. So say with wings, I was talking earlier about, you know, how it was very important to me to be able to lift other women up, like create the circumstance where women showed up for each other, helped each other, mentored each other, threw business to each other, invested in each other to change those VC numbers, right? How can women be the investors? And I just put out a big moonshot of my own because I think women should play bigger. So I thought, I'm going to be the change I want to see in the world. Woo-hoo. So I just put it out there and I said, I'm going to invest $10 million over the next 10 years in female-founded and run companies.
And how are you doing?
Period. So I started by investing in the and affirming and acclaiming the stories of women who are succeeding in silence. Most of the women who've been on my podcast have had increased business as a result of being on my podcast, which is awesome. And now I guess it's a good segue into the summit. I mean, the next thing is I'm bringing 50 plus women together. Paula, you're part of this as well.
Yes, I'm so excited.
It's awesome. It's coming together really well. It's the Wings of Success Summit, and it's organized around these concepts of mindset, mojo, and money, how they're all integrally linked. And I have Kara Golden as part of it and Tina Sharkey, who's built iVillage and now Brandless, likely to become a billion-dollar unicorn. 14 New York Times best-selling authors, women of tremendous influence, and women who are curing cancer, you know, that nobody's ever heard of. And the idea is to really lift all of these women up so we start to invest in each other. Already I've connected people and they've done business deals as a result of knowing me. Wow. So I've started to understand that I am really the catalyst in this of connecting people to each other and connecting to people to business. And as I succeed more and more and more with the business of this, and when I finally do exit and sell Verifeed, I will increasingly have the funds to be able to write checks. Mm-hmm. But the other way that I'm doing it as well is when anyone purchases like a lifetime access pass to the Wings of Success Summit, 5 to 10% of that money automatically goes to charities around the world supporting women. So for textbooks for girls in Cambodia, solar power for 6 months for Afghan women running businesses, bookkeeping skills for women in Malawi, and also health and business training for women in the Amazon rainforest. And so I really believe in walking my talk. If I'm lifting other women up, it's going to be all around the world. So there's a very evolved enterprise, kind of conscious capitalism aspect to what I'm doing, which is really important. And we'll see how it all unfolds. But speaking of putting things out in the universe, you know, you start with one thing and then you get all these other ideas and all these other things, and then the right people appear at the right time to help you, which is extraordinary as well. So you don't have to be like a dude kind of like chasing the wildebeest, you know, with the spear. You can kind of wait for things to come to you too.
Magically.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And that is part of the gift, I think, that women have. We tend to be more intuitive. We tend to come more from our heart. And I love what you're saying, because this isn't just a smart business decision. This is not just a head thing. This is a heart thing. You're wanting to connect and support with your, or support your sisters in what they're creating. And that's so female, and I love that, because the feminine energy is about connection. You know, you were saying something a little while ago about the difference between the way men and women think, and how, you know, like guys can have something happen at the office and then it's just, they kind of blow it off like your golden retriever. But men are also much better at compartmentalizing the way they think. So they can put that in a box and then go home, and then I'm in a new box now, so I don't have to worry about it. But we tend to integrate all our experience. So it can complicate things. I mean, I remember a friend of mine whose wife was going through some difficulties at the office, and he used to nickname it the arsenic hour when she would come home and spend the first hour talking about everything that had happened to her. But we have to do that. Mm-hmm. And so men out there, by the way, if you want a little tip for the day, when your woman has stuff to talk about, you don't have to solve the problem. All you have to do is listen. And as Alison Armstrong says, maybe hold the trash can so she can splather into it and get it all off her chest. Then she's ready to come into the moment and be where she is.
Yeah, really wise men know that. But it's true in business as well. But there also are other ways that women can clear all that stuff out without putting like toxicity out into the world,
right.
You know, things like meditation and like
absolutely.
Actually surrendering and clearing things when you get triggered, letting that go.
That's what I'm all about.
I've learned a really interesting thing now that I do, that I literally like imagine like a wave just blowing through me and just letting it go.
Taking all the negativity with it.
Yeah, like I'm being triggered, so it must mean that I have some sort of old limiting belief or some fear or some belief. Maybe I got it from a TV show when I was two. You know, maybe, you know, who knows, right? But whatever it is, it's in there and it's triggering me. I don't need it. Like, goodbye. And getting much more disciplined about that. So all those experiential things like that person cut me off or this person did, doesn't matter. Just let it go. It doesn't matter.
You know, it's not about you.
It doesn't matter.
There's probably some percentage of like 98% of what people do has nothing to do with us. It's all about them. You know, it really
so
is.
So true. I think once you understand that, and then once you also understand that thoughts really do have power, what I think is so interesting is just all the latest neuroscience.
I'm loving the neuroscience.
Right? And the plasticity of our brains. Mm-hmm. There are so many interesting things. There is a woman who is part of the Wings of Success Summit who's doing a whole talk on manifestation and how that has actually worked in her life and how she has really made that happen. And when I look back and I think of every significant big thing in my life, I saw it before it happened.
Yes, that vision that we've been talking about. By the way, Melinda, I don't think we gave our listeners the information about how do they – tune into the summit.
Oh, yes. Okay. Of course. Right.
Yeah,
I know.
So we're getting them all excited.
Yeah. So it's free to live stream online from April 23rd to the 27th.
Okay.
But there's like 80 hours of content with more than like almost 60 women. And so for that reason, because I know that not everybody could clear their schedule for that. So we are offering lifetime access passes, and there's an early bird rate right now. And so all you have to do is go to wingssummit.com.
Wingssummit.com.
Okay. Perfect. And you can either sign up for free access or get the lifetime. The lifetime access is pretty awesome because there's so much wealth in what all these women, I mean, really, these are women who have 7, 8, and 9-figure businesses.
Wow.
Like a collective reach of hundreds of millions of people through podcasts and social media and through books. Women who have raised, between all of us, probably about $350 million.
Oh, my.
Women who have invested, between all of us, about $250 million, because there are a lot of investors, female investors at the table on this as well. And, I mean, just the breadth of the experience, like all in one room, like no time before. Because I think people have virtual summits, but at no time before has this caliber of people been together.
This is so amazing.
It's really, really good value. The early bird rates now, we have two packages. One is like $97, right?
Oh my goodness.
And the other one is $197.
I'm signing up immediately. Even though I'm in it, I can't wait to hear all the other women.
But
it's gonna be so cool.
It's amazing.
And Wings of Success Summit.
The Wings of Success Summit at wingssummit.com. Wingssummit.com.
Wingssummit.com.
Yes.
Okay. And there was one other question I had about it, darn it, and it just flew out of my brain. So we'll just have to go to wingssummit.com, get that lifetime pass. And, oh, I know what I was going to say. I had this vision while you were talking of groups of women coming together like book clubs, only they'll listen to one of the summit presentations and then talk about that, you know, support each other and how to manifest something like that. Wouldn't that be cool?
What a wonderful idea, because as part of the Let's Soar, the bigger package, the one that starts at $197, we do have a virtual mastermind for a year.
Oh my gosh.
Which is going to be wonderful. But I like the idea of being able to do things in person and have like these in-person masterminds around the country. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm going to start one here. San Diego chapter just got established.
As you say, grab your wings.
Oh, I love it.
But, you know, I'd like to add just one thing to that. A lot of times, you know, I'm going to come from the teacher part of me, my education background. A lot of times we get into listening a lot to all the experts, but we do nothing with what we've heard.
Good point.
And so I'd like to put out there that when you listen to the different speakers, don't take notes. Just listen and then write an aha moment.
That's
because the aha moment is what you're supposed to learn that day and apply.
I love it. And I love both of you. And I am so excited about this show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. For Linda Wittstock, my gratitude. Dr. J.J. Sawyer, my gratitude.
Thank you. It was great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up.
Change, change, do you good, change.